AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Philadelphia today, Donald Trump said his foreign policy is all about peace through strength. Trump says he will invest more into the military to go after the Islamic State group.
This will require military warfare, but also cyber warfare, financial warfare, and ideological warfare, as I laid out in my speech on defeating radical Islamic terrorism.
Trump called Hillary Clinton trigger-happy and unstable. In Orlando, Florida, former President Bill Clinton pointed out 95 retired generals and admirals are endorsing Hillary Clinton.
I think it is very interesting that the overwhelming majority of them said they are doing it because they trust her with the national security of this country to keep us safe enough and strong enough to grow.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will be appearing separately at a commander-in-chief forum tonight. Florida Republican Congressman Dave Jolly wants more funding to help fight the Zika virus. To make that point, he brought with him to the House floor a jar with mosquitoes inside. Mosquitoes from Florida.
It is time to act. The politics of Zika have gone on far too long. The politics of Zika are wrong.
A Senate panel is opening a preliminary investigation into why the price of the life-saving EpiPens has skyrocketed. The price has grown to $608 for a two-pack, up more than 500% since 2007. Mylan Pharmaceuticals has announced it will launch a generic version that will cost $300 in the next several weeks. One thing you won't see on the new iPhone 7 is a headphone jack.
We want bigger, brighter displays. We want larger batteries. We want faster processors. We want stereo speakers. We want haptic engines. We want all of that. And it's all fighting for space.
Apple's Phil Schiller says you will need wireless headphones. Closing bell has sounded. The Dow finished down 12 points. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is hammering Russia, saying it is fostering uncertainty in the world. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is in London.
Carter specifically pointing to Syria, where he says Russian actions have not helped ease civil war. On the contrary, he says it's gotten worse, thanks to Moscow backing the Assad regime.
More prolonged, more violent.
Carter's questioning whether Russia genuinely wants a viable ceasefire after talks with the U.S. last weekend failed.
We're a long way from getting there.
While he's not optimistic, Carter told reporters here in London Secretary of State John Kerry will make a final try with his Russian counterpart this week.
If we didn't believe that was worth doing, we wouldn't be doing it.
Sagar Magani with the Defense Secretary, London.
The government is designating a mine in Colorado a Superfund site. 3 million gallons of contaminated wastewater at the mine spilled into rivers in three western states. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.